I am sitting here with two new guests from For Flight, and we've got Tyson Weiss and Jason Miller. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. We're a lot cooler than we've been the rest of the week, so that's fantastic.
This is a great break in the weather here right now. Have you been here the whole week?
We have. We came in on Saturday and got our booth set up and got organized, and we've been working the show. It's fun.
How has your week been going? What all is For Flight getting into and doing here?
The week's been great. We doubled the size of our booth this year and brought seven people with us. So we've been showing off some new products in the booth. One is in-flight weather, and then some new stuff that we did to the application over the past few weeks.
Well, for listeners that, for whatever reason, and just before you, obviously, we had the Honorable Deborah Herzman in here, and we were talking about the electronic flight bag and the things that, especially with Kid Venture and preparation for the new generation of pilots, this is what they're comfortable with. So,
right.
You know, the carry-it-all flight bag is kind of going by the wayside. What exactly is For Flight for some of those that may not be as familiar?
Yeah, so For Flight's a company that produces an app for the pilots called For Flight Mobile. And it's really one of those applications that a lot of pilots are choosing to use to enable electronic flight bag capabilities.
And so this is an iPad app.
It's an iPad app. Yeah. It works on actually the iPad, your iPhone, and your iPod Touch. And it gives you access to airport information and pre-flight weather information, flight planning, your access to in-route navigational charts, instrument procedure charts. And it's really helping pilots be more productive before flight and in flight.
And you said you've got some new products and you started to mention.
Yeah, we just this past April we released a product called Stratus with Sporties and Apario that helps pilots get access to the free ADS-B weather that's available from the FAA. And so we're demonstrating that today. And we also released a new version of the application last week that really helps pilots do route planning a lot easier than it's ever been before by just putting in two waypoints, getting all sorts of route suggestions like auto routes or cleared ATC routes. And so we're showing that off in the booth today as well.
And how long has For Flight been around? When and what prompted this to start?
Or yeah,
you just, I want this on my iPad?
Pretty much, but with the iPhone. We both independently, Tyson and I, had our own aviation software companies back in 07 and decided that we should partner up and do something together. And I don't know, 2 weeks later, Tyson got the iPhone. It had just come out. He was driving by an AT&T store and went in and got one. And he called me maybe an hour later and said, "This is what we have to do."
Yeah.
And so we jumped on it then, and we've been able to stick with it, and it's just, you know, ride the wave of it as it's accelerated and pilots have really adopted it.
Yeah, we started out building something for the iPhone, and then the iPad really came up as a surprise. And we had built all this technology on Apple technologies, and it really put us in a position to help evolve that and make it available for the iPad.
So you're just, timing was perfect, I guess, then for the iPad, because it is just the right size.
That's right. It was the intersection of a lot of hard work and just, you know, being there at the right time when Apple launched the iPad.
I think that is the consummate definition of luck.
It is.
Preparation and opportunity converging in one
work
point.
Work hard and let luck do its thing.
Exactly.
Right.
So
you
mentioned you've got some presentations and seminars.
Yeah,
bit about that?
Yeah, we have our iPad proficiency seminars that we do, and we've done two here so far. We've got two more. I'm doing one in, I believe it's Forum 9 at 1 p.m. today, and it basically covers the essentials of using the iPad in pre-flight and in-flight. More general iPad tips, but also stuff that's specific to our app as well.
Is there anything that stands out that you maybe would like listeners to know for some of those that aren't going to, that are listening on the web and won't have the privilege of going to this seminar? What are some of the main things a pilot should know about flying with the iPad?
I would say the biggest thing is to make sure that you've downloaded the data that you need for your flight, because that's something that can trip people up, and if it does, you're not going to be able to do that in flight. So the biggest thing is it revolves around preparation, and just make sure you've got the app and the iPad set up properly before you blast off.
Which is, as we were talking with Deborah Herzman about pre-flighting your iPad, your tools, as well as your route and your flight.
Yeah, proficiency has been something that we started doing, focusing on last year, and that's when we created a first set of proficiency seminars. And it's because we really want pilots to be familiar with the technology before they blast off. And Chairwoman Hirschman was in our booth yesterday, and we were talking about that a little bit, and focusing on proficiency as being something that's important to keep pilots safe when they're airborne.
And you've got your seminars today. Have you given some more earlier in the week, or is this your first one?
We have. We've done two earlier in the forums area, but tomorrow we have one in the Vet Theater over by the museum, which is air conditioned, so that ought to draw a crowd.
That's always,
right?
Of course, the one when the days are no longer as hot.
Right.
Then that's when you get the air conditioning.
Right. That's right.
So have you noticed in these forums, do you get lots of good feedback from pilots and ideas? And
yeah, and it's so important. I mean, since day one, the way we've decided what we need to do next is based on what we're hearing from folks, and it's pretty quickly the next feature that we need to do will bubble to the top. You know, everybody will give us a lot of ideas, and it's easy to see where to go next. And so these forums, communicating with people on the web and through phone is invaluable to us on that.
And so how does this, for those who may not know, how does this work? I just go to the App Store and I download this and I'm good to go from there?
That's right. So 4Flight Mobile is an app in the App Store. So you can launch the App Store app on your iPad or your iPhone, search for 4Flight. It's there as a free download. So you can tap the download button, comes down to your iPad. You can use it free for 30 days. And then after that, if you want to continue using it, there's a modest subscription fee. And you can continue to use it for a year after that.
And you get your charts and all.
You get all your charts. You get your
what all comes with my subscription.
Yeah, you get all your in-route sectional charts for VFR, your in-route charts for IFR, your instrument procedure charts, access to a wide range of FAA documentation, airport information, including the airport facility directory, pre-flight weather information, NEXRAD radar, access to in-flight weather from the ADS-B network. So quite a bit comes for $75 a year.
So I don't need to continue to go and update my charts every 52 days and buy a new AFD. And
yeah, it becomes one button press in the app. It's really nice.
Yeah, every 28 days we publish a new set of data about 5 days before the new data cycle becomes effective, and then you just punch the download button and it all comes down.
And with the weather, is that pretty instantaneous? I mean, do you get in-flight? Does this give you the in-flight weather? You get your METARs, you get your TAFs, so
yeah,
everything
if
before.
If you're using one of these portable ADS-B receivers, you have weather data streaming to you all the time, both textual and graphical. So graphical weather will come to you every 2.5 minutes, and it's usually about 5 minutes old, and then METARs, you're going to get a continuous stream of those, as well as winds aloft and airmets and SIGMETs and PIREPs and things like that, and that's just constantly streamed off of that ADS-B network.
And this is also our chart and our airport information for everywhere in the U.S.
You bet.
So I don't need to buy separate sectionals and approach plates for everywhere that I'm going to go in giant packs.
That's
so
right. Everything for the entire U.S.
It really declutters your flight bag.
Yeah, so it really has reduced my flight bag down to just a tiny little headset bag and a slot for my iPad. So,
Isn't that exactly what the kids these days, as we were talking about the new generation, focuses on. For the people that are using this technology, of course, we don't want to become so reliant on it that we don't know how to operate these procedures.
Right.
If something should happen. So what recommendations, as the producers of this technology, do you have for people to use it as a tool?
Yeah, it starts with really knowing the iPad and knowing the app well, and you can accomplish a lot of that learning on the ground. So we tell people to go couch flying, do an imaginary flight while you're sitting there watching TV and see that you can get all of the information that you might need for that.
Or fly a sim.
Sim is a wonderful tool for that as well. And then your instructor, a lot of folks know the iPad already, that maybe your buddy or your CFI. And there's also various training materials that we have with a pilot's guide, videos, that sort of thing. So that's really the starting point. And then anytime you're flying, it always makes sense to have a plan B and maybe even a plan C. So we tell people to think about your backup. What will that be if this device fails? Will it be another device? Will you have some kind of paper backup? And just give that a lot of thought before you go.
So carry a notepad just in case and make sure you've got your paper sectional at least.
Maybe so. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then where exactly are you guys located here on the field?
We are in Hangar A. We're in booths 1147 and 1148.
And you're here all week long?
We're all week. We'll be here through Sunday night, tear down the booth then, and then we'll be headed back on Monday.
And people can come and you're showing demonstrations in the booth?
You bet. Answer any questions you have, show you the latest features, and just give you a walk through the application if you'd like to see it.
And you mentioned that you've got double your booth space this year, so what do you have this year? How many years have you been coming to Oshkosh?
This is my fifth year at Oshkosh, so my fifth anniversary trip. It's the third year that 4Flight has actually exhibited here.
And how have things changed for you as a as exhibitors?
This was our first real place that we exhibited 2 years back, and we were blown away by, you know, the reaction and how many people were really getting into the iPad back then. And it has just, it's been an astronomical explosion of pilots using this since then. And it, you can witness it in the booth, just how busy everything is.
Yeah, one of the best things about it is actually meeting customers and, you know, hearing feedback. And we get a lot of thanks and praise at the show, and hear stories about how the iPad has helped them out in interesting situations. And that's really rewarding for us to hear when we're here.
It must be nice to see people with you have this thought and now it's in everybody's hands. And
that's why we do it. Yeah. It's so wonderful.
Like
it's very surreal.
Children graduating.
It's exactly these apps are our children, and it's great to see them out there. Like
and
that.
For people that again don't have the privilege of making it to the show, where can they find you? Besides just the App Store, do you have a website?
Our website, which is foreflight.com, foreflight.com, is the primary place to get all of our details.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with us. You've been listening to Tyson Weiss and Jason Miller of Foreflight.